Academy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Challenged, a podcast all about the challenge on multiple networks and whatever. Tim's dealing with his child at the moment, but for now, this is Brian sitting in the observatory that apparently if you've got the video, the $5 tier, you can see us sitting in.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
Yeah, we just discovered the together button on Skype, and you can pick all sorts of fun backgrounds.
Yeah, you think it looks like we're in a conference room. I think it looks like we're in a juror box. We're ready to judge these challengers.
Sure. Daisy thought it looked like we're in a movie theater. So
yeah. Daisy with the world's worst timing of coming to bug me right as the music is playing.
As soon as like something happens that's uninterruptible, that little sensor in her brain goes off and she's like, I got to go ask right now.
Exactly. No matter how many times I say, Daisy, I'm starting in 20 minutes and then you cannot come and talk to me. Nope. She waits until
25 minutes. She's back in.
Yep, that's the. She's a child, I guess. That's. I'll cut her some slack.
Children, wives, they all have this sensor. They're born with it.
Yeah, it's annoying though, right? As a dude, it's annoying. I would just listen, like, okay, I better not go bug them. But that's not how it works.
The wife one is a little bit more subliminal. Like, if I'm like, okay, I'm in bed. It's the morning. I'm about to swing my feet out onto the floor to get up. Go in that bathroom, brush my teeth, and Amanda will just run without me saying a word into the bathroom and start messing with her hair, spraying a bunch of shit everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait 5 more minutes.
Now Daisy is texting me from upstairs and she knows she's not allowed to come talk to me anymore.
Children of the future.
They're the worst.
She's like, well, you didn't say anything about texting. I could probably send him a text.
I didn't say anything about texting. That's true.
Yeah.
She found a loophole.
She did find a loophole. Close it next time.
You're right.
No talking to me, no texting, no video chatting,
right.
No FaceTiming, no pushing a letter.
Pretend I'm dead.
Nothing.
Just pretend I'm dead. Pretend I'm dead for an hour. Give me an hour, child. Before we get into the meat of the show, though, we should say we will be in Nashville as of the recording of this. In like 16 hours or something for the Challenge Mania event. So if you're in Nashville or going to the Challenge Mania event and you like this podcast, hit us up. I'll buy you a beer.
We expected 24 hours to be carrying Stan out of the bar because he's been so intoxicated after hanging with us that he can't even stand.
Yep.
Which is hilarious because I'll have like one drink and be like, I'm good.
Yeah, Wolfie will go to Iced Tea. Me and Amanda will be judging him quite loudly.
That's fine.
That's our dynamic.
We'll let her sleep on your floor, your hotel room. And then when she pukes, it's your problem, not mine.
That's fine. Then you'll have to sleep in my bed and I'll sleep in your bed. And that'll all work out.
No.
All right. Well, we'll figure something out.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. Only had like 2 people join this week.
What?
Fuck.
That's not enough.
George says, be careful. Everyone's getting COVID again.
Yeah, I think I've just decided I don't care about COVID anymore. Nobody else seems to care. It's like, why should I care if nobody else does, you know?
It's been a good run. It's about time for me to get it anyway.
I am shocked you haven't gotten it.
Maybe I'm one of those people that like, I got it, but I'm so immune to it that I didn't even know I had it.
I think that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
I really do. My kids confirmed had it, and I took no precautions to avoid it with them. I just quarantined with them. I never had a symptom, but I can't imagine I didn't get it.
Amanda's pretty sure she had it in, like, the December before everything went down.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got really sick for, like, a week.
Right.
And, I mean, I didn't take any precautions. We sleep in the same bed.
Right.
I didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
I'm immune. They're going to use my blood to synthesize a cure for COVID.
That's right. You are the cure.
That's right.
You're like Brad Pitt in that fucking World War Z movie.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see World War Z? Are you serious?
Had zero interest in that movie.
Well, I did too, but I still saw it.
Nope.
All right, weirdo.
Didn't move the needle. No interest.
Well, spoiler, he's the cure.
I gotta figure that out. I still haven't seen your precious A Quiet Place either.
Are you serious?
I haven't watched it.
That's so good. Quiet Place. It's gotta be in my top like 20 horror movies. I really like that movie.
Jesus Christ.
Part two's really good too. Hey, I like a monster movie, you know that.
But what happened to you?
What do you mean? I've always
used to be like movies. Used to be like mainstream movies. Pah. I want to find a $5 DVD at Best Buy that has 20 horrible shot on video horror movies.
Yeah, but I still enjoy that shit. I still enjoy watching that, but I wouldn't say they're good movies.
Oh, they're great movies. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. So who went home this episode?
All right. Ready to jump in? I was going to say, join our Patreon. You can get our video. You can see the snazzy seats that me and Tim are sitting in.
Yeah. Oh, look, Mindy got in the chat room. Sorry to interrupt your spiel there.
No. We found the together button on Skype. It's this hilarious background. So,
yeah.
We wanted a funnier one, but like they were zoomed way far out. Like this is terrible.
They were made for like 8 people in there. So with just 2 of us, it was really weird.
Need to find out if we can do custom ones.
It'd be great. That would be cool.
All right, let's jump into this week's episode. It's episode 4 of the Challenge USA, Liberty and Justice for All. X does the previously on. I honestly did not pay attention to one word he said.
Something about stormy. Things are getting stormy or some shit like that. Something stupid.
Yeah, something dumb.
These are really uninspired. Not that I always enjoy the previously ons anyway, but these are especially just not very funny. This cast has to step it up.
Oh, they do the algorithm. I did absolutely no note-taking of that because that's my least favorite part of the show now.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I hate that we spend so much time on this every episode.
Yeah, me too. It takes a lot of time.
Get back to the house. Some girls honestly did not write down who are talking, and they're wondering who like the big teams are this time around. And they say Kylan and Alyssa is a big team, and they think they're going to try to keep Big Brother nice and strong going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. and then we cut to Alyssa and Derek, and they're eating some cup of noodles, which made me jealous because I just ate my last couple packages of ramen the other day, so I need to go to the store.
Well, and some serious Nani vibes with the cup of noodles too.
She didn't throw them at anybody though.
No, this is a relatively calm eating of some noodles, but. Every time little things like this happen that are just like, oh my gosh, that's from the MTV challenge. I pay attention to it. And this was the cup of noodles was very reminiscent of MTV challenges.
Yeah, cup of noodles on that show too.
Yeah. Yes, Mindy, we see you. We see you.
Yes. Hello, Mindy. Mindy. Hello. Can you hear us? Can you hear us properly? So Alyssa tells Derek that Shan and X should go home, that they're a team they should pull the trigger on. Which surprises everybody because everybody thinks Big Brother's like looking out for each other.
Yeah, well, it seems to me that the strong people like Tyson are making the case to kick out the weak people, and the weak people are making the case to kick out the strong people.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this little conversation, that was my impression anyway.
But then Alyssa also says they should go after David and Justine. They're not strong people. Justine maybe, but.
Yeah, David doesn't look too intimidating, but we saw him on the treadmill holding the weight and everything. Like, I do think he's probably a physical threat with some, you know, against some of these people anyway. He looks strong.
George says, remember Veronica and Tanya fighting with cup of noodles?
I think I do. I think that was that the ruins, George? I think I do remember that.
Tell us, George. So then we go to Shannon X talking, and it sounds like they're trying to be like, look, we should look out for each other, even when we're not partners, form an alliance of some sort. Sure.
Yeah.
Probably smart.
Shan is the worst liar. She cannot make eye contact during this little interaction with X.
She's horrible.
Yeah, she is horrible. And just like, I could just tell, and I'm sure X got it too. Like, she's just bullshitting this. This whole thing was just bullshit.
Shannon, stab you in the back in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
That takes us to the challenge.
I will smack his head and eat it.
It's trivia.
It's trivia. They try to give it some weird name.
Knowledge. Something about knowledge. Step off the knowledge or something. I don't know. Something like that.
Something dumb. I didn't write it down because I'm like, TJ, that's terrible.
Even he knew it was terrible. He kind of made fun of it. Said he didn't write that one.
I didn't write that.
Which, like, fucking, he doesn't write any of these things, right? He doesn't even know what's going on in this show half the time.
No.
But it did seem, did you get the impression, Wolfie, that his normal elation with trivia, it was a little bit of a show this time?
There's a little bit more to it. He's laughing at fucking everything.
Yeah.
I don't like CBS TJ.
You know, me too. There's something just sort of like, on the All-Stars, he would laugh at trivia like this, but it seemed genuine. It seemed authentic. When he does it on the CBS show, it's a little bit like, all right, TJ, like, just calm down. I know you're not really laughing as hard as you're trying to here.
Yeah, he's like, I'm making CBS money, so I have to get them what they paid for.
Yeah, I got to try to laugh. I got to pretend to laugh. It's like, it's all right. It's fine. As an intro to who TJ is, maybe this is fine as an intro. But if you have known and loved TJ for 15 years, as we have, the MTV version's better. The Paramount Plus seems to be the best version of TJ. MTV is second best. CBS third.
I think the best form of TJ is whatever challenge that was where you had to go up on the giant, like, swing. To go up, stand on that tiny little ledge and then swing down.
Right.
And that dude didn't want to do it, so they had to lower him down, and TJ just mocked him the whole time he was coming down.
Yep.
Told him how pathetic he was. That's the TJ we love.
Man, I hope somebody quits the CBS show and we can get a taste of that. I feel like the last couple times people have quit, he was really nice about it. Yeah. I want the mean one. I want the mean TJ again.
Maybe they're afraid of bullying.
I do think that's part of it.
Just a bullying.
I do think that's actually part of it.
Can't shame people for quitting. It's like, yes, you can.
You totally can. Yeah.
Since we're doing trivia, Shannon gets really mad that she's teamed up with Cinco.
Yeah.
She's a big old dummy.
Well, Cinco too. And I don't know. Is he from Big Brother, Wolfie? Did you know him before this show?
Love Island.
He's a Love Island guy. So you didn't know him before this show either.
No idea.
I think he's got a short person face. I do. Every time it showed him, I thought he was a short guy. And then when he's next to Shannon or whoever, whatever that partner is, he's enormous. He's like a full head taller than her.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't seen him next to Tyson or somebody, but
he's not swaggy C tall, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, and I don't know how tall Shannon is. I need to see him standing next to, like, a Tyson or something, but I bet the guy's six foot. I really thought, just based on his face and his body and stuff, I just thought he was, like, 5'6". He just looked short to me. I
think he was Gary Coleman? Jesus.
Yeah, I thought it was Gary Coleman. Literally.
Or Webster?
Yes, I thought it was literally Webster.
So this is going to be played in three rounds, and then they're going to have a winner's round and then a loser's round.
Yeah, but before we get into that, Brian wants to know what a short person face is. It's in the words, man. It's a short person face. Yeah, it's a face that when you look at their face, you're like, oh, that guy's real short. And then you stand up next to him and it's like, oh, no, he's really tall, actually. But, like, the face looks short. I think I have this, by the way.
Everybody thinks you're like 5'5".
Yeah, it's like a disability.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No, it's not rare, Wolfie, really, that, like, it happens, because my last couple jobs have been remote jobs, And so I get to know people on like video calls. And then when I meet them in person, they're always just like, oh my God, I had no idea you were so tall. And it's like, I'm 6'2". Like, I'm not like enormously tall, but now, I think they look at my face and they think I'm 5'8" or something.
Do they say tall or do they say big?
They say tall because big would mean fat. I get that.
Yeah. They're calling you fat is what they're doing.
No, it's clear that I'm fat from video calls too. But so Stan, when you meet me tomorrow, I'm the shortest of the challenge crew, by the way. This is a very tall podcast.
Well, I think you're taller than Amanda, aren't you?
I am taller than Amanda.
So you're a liar. So Danny's kind of freaked out. He tells his wife that he leaves her everything if he dies. Because the whole thing is, if you get this trivia wrong, you fall like 200 feet or something.
Yep. And we got the Kiki mentioned. I think she's been mentioned in every episode so far.
Probably. Sure, that's by design. Danny's like, I'm gonna mention you. Oh, Stan's 6'2".
Oh, we're gonna be a very tall table at that restaurant. Yeah. All right, we're ready to go.
Let's see. I didn't take a whole lot of notes. TJ laughs as we kind of mentioned. It's a little overdone this time around. We'll see. Cinco gets a little scared after he sees the first group, Danny and whoever he was teamed up with. You can hear their rope like running through the thing, the
pulleys,
whatever. And Cinco gets a little freaked out.
Yep.
But he ends up making the plunge at some point.
So I have a problem with this format, Wolfie. I don't know if you do.
Not really.
But there's limited answers to these, right?
Sure.
So like every question there's only X amount of answers that each question has, and they go one by one and they answer it and whatever. And especially the one, and we haven't gotten there yet, but states that start with N, if every state was named, which I think it was, I can't think of another state that starts with N, but if every state was named, one person loses just because they were the number in the lineup, right? They didn't even get a chance to guess because every state was named. Right? Doesn't that seem like bullshit?
I mean, yeah. You can do.
You just skip it. You just go to the next question. Really? Why not? What else are you supposed to do? You can't drop them for not having an answer available to even guess, you know? You're obviously not passionate about this.
I mean, TJ did, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
TJ did what?
He just was like, well, there's no more, so you're done. Dropped him.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Mende asks, did I hear Nevada? I think they said Nevada.
Yeah, somebody said Nevada.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Nevada guy.
Then
I think I'm a Nevada guy.
Nevada guy?
Yeah, I think I'm Nevada.
Because then, was it Leo just starts running through all the ones that have already been said? He's like, what about New Hampshire?
Oh,
he's probably
right.
Was like, they said that one already. What about North Dakota? What about Nevada?
Yep.
Nevada.
Yep. And New Hampshire and North Carolina. Yeah. Stan said there was one more end state left. He doesn't know which one either, but there was one. I don't know. Tell me the state or I don't believe you.
New Alaska.
Oh, that's right. New Alaska.
Tyson is happy to be teamed up with Kayla for this. He thinks she's really good at trivia.
Yeah, sure. She looks smart. I don't know.
Yeah, it's because of the glasses.
That must be it. Yeah, that's all it takes.
And then I have people don't take Leo very seriously because he's talking about cats.
Yeah, a guy won't shut up about cats. What a lunatic.
New Jersey, Elise says. We did not mention New Jersey.
That's probably true. It's probably New Jersey.
Stan says New Dakota.
So maybe it never actually happened. Maybe they never actually got every answer.
Yeah. Yeah, Tim. They just didn't know it because they were losers.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, could you name the first 10 presidents?
I could name the first three like they did pretty quickly.
That's it, though? You can't do more?
I don't think I could go past maybe the first five.
Really? Because, you know, the streets in Peoria are named after the presidents in order, starting at the river. So if you can just name the streets, there you go. You can get pretty far that way.
All right. I never paid attention to that, so I would have lost. It's fine.
For Daisy, when Daisy was in second grade, we had to learn a song to memorize them all. I can still sing the song, so I could put every president in order.
That's information I dumped a long time ago. I'm like, I don't need to know this.
I dumped it too, but now I got it back in my old age. Now I'm holding on to it just in case I end up on the challenge and it comes up.
Let's see. I don't have any real notes of people's performances. I do. We get to the losers round. And the big one that I have that was notable is you have to name hockey teams that got Stanley Cup. And Danny apparently does not watch hockey, even though he's a professional football player. It just says Pittsburgh, and TJ's like, yeah, Pittsburgh what? And then Danny hems and haws and says he doesn't know like 20 times. Then he's just like, Penguins? And it turns out that's completely right, even though it's a random ass guess.
I love it, though. And then in his confessional, it seemed like he had a strategy behind that. That it was, he had to pick an animal that like lived in the cold and around ice and stuff. And so he just sort of threw something out. So it wasn't a completely random guess, but it was still like pretty impressive.
Yeah. He didn't know if they were a real team. It was just like, I don't know. Was there a team named the Penguins? I assume it's Pittsburgh because of the alliteration.
Yep. I love it though. Yeah. I think I'm obsessed with Danny. I just love that guy. So anything he does, I'm just going to love.
So Justine and David lose. So they're going into elimination, which is fine because David's an idiot. The weird thing is, so during the first couple rounds, Derek got asked to name an actress who played Catwoman on the big screen, and he had no clue whatsoever.
Yeah.
But when we get to this, because he's like, who watches movies like that? Then we get to this, and after Justine and David fall and go to elimination, Derek in his confessional comments about how Danny's doing like a Dragon Ball Z like move, like doing like a fireball or whatever.
Yeah, like Turbo used to do that shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, you know Dragon Ball Z, but you don't know Catwoman? Like, who watches Dragon Ball Z?
Nerds.
Fucking idiot.
How many Catwomen could you name?
Probably all of them.
Really? Yeah. George just chimed in with Michelle Pfeiffer. That was the one that was the only one left that I could name.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Nobody mentioned Zoe Kravitz, who was just in the last Batman movie.
Oh yeah. Okay. Who was the one?
Technically Adrian Barbeau did the voice of Catwoman in the Batman, the animated series movie that played in the theaters.
Okay.
The 60s one, I'm not sure, because multiple women played that version of Catwoman, and I don't know which one made it into the movie. I want to say Julie Newmar, but I could be wrong. Stan says Eartha Kitt.
So is it Eartha Kitt?
It's probably right.
Yeah. I would have only got Michelle Pfeiffer and Halle Berry and Anne Hathaway, the other ones that were named.
Well. You're horrible and you would have lost.
Not if it depends on where I was in the lineup. See, that's the unfair part, Wolfie.
Well, it doesn't matter because Derek said Scarlett Johansson, not knowing right. Jack shit. But if it was Dragon Ball Z characters, apparently he would have got that. So.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The winner's round, Kylan and Alyssa end up winning.
Yeah, I got egg on my face because I've been saying this whole season that Kylan just looks like a stupid man. It just, yeah. I don't know why, just there's something in the eyes or something that he just doesn't look all that smart. But goddamn, if he didn't win trivia, I guess I can't say that anymore. Yeah.
Now him and Tyson are tied for winning challenges this year.
It's kind of crazy. I underestimated Kylan. Was he good in challenges on Big Brother?
He was fine. He didn't win a lot of them. I mean, he won a couple of them. But, you know, Big Brother, some of the strategy is I don't want to win this week because
right.
I don't want to have to make the decision of who to nominate or whatever. It's like more of a strategic move. So maybe he threw a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know. He wasn't horrible. Like he was in the top four, I think. So,
yeah. Mindy says he got lucky, which I do think luck was part of how you win this version of trivia. But was he stupid in Big Brother? Am I right to think he's not a smart guy, Wolfie?
Not stupid as in knowledge, but maybe just social aspects.
Okay.
Like, you know, telling people shit that's just like, you don't give away half your plan to the person that you think you might be sending home because you're an idiot.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So return home, we see X talking to Kylan and Alyssa. And this is part of what I'm just talking about. Kylan pretty much lays out to X, like, you know, we're sitting in a position where we got backstabbed on Big Brother. So this clues X in that he might be in trouble.
Yeah. My impression from just sort of how X was acting is that he didn't really think he was an option. He seemed to be sort of dismissing it.
Yeah.
Was that your impression too?
He didn't seem overly concerned. I think he should have been, obviously, by the time this episode ends.
Yeah.
But X says he did what he had to do to win Big Brother. And he straight up tells him if he gets thrown in, like, that's fine. But he'll come back. And when he comes back, he's going to come back for both of them.
Yeah.
So when he leaves, they both are just like, well, should we like, you know, should we do it? Should we not do it? So they're kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, and the only reason that they really want to, it's not even a real strategy for the challenge game. It does seem to be purely based on revenge, right?
Yeah.
Mostly from Alyssa is just sort of saying like, well, you fucked me over on that one, so I'm gonna fuck you over now.
Yeah, Alyssa's really hell-bent on this. Like, I want to get him back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. Don't know if that's a good motivation, but I mean, this spoiler alert, it works out for her.
Well, it does, except that she might actually get further in the game by keeping Big Brother strong and by pulling him along, you know, for a while. Like, that's the tricky part with this game. And she hasn't played the challenge, so maybe she doesn't know. And X, I'm sure, has studied the game, so he knows better. But yeah, sometimes you have to stay aligned with people you don't like or respect or trust to get a little further in the game.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because, like, from a Big Brother standpoint, you want to get all the strong people out real quick. Like, if you think, like, oh, this person's really strong in the game, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to get them out real quick. Whereas in the challenge, it's like, well, there's a lot of, like, physical, like, stuff to do in the challenge, and you want big physical people there. And they keep talking about how good at puzzles he is and stuff. So, might have been a good idea.
Yep. Yeah, Mindy says that she loves that she got her revenge, but did not think this was the time. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch Big Brother, so the revenge aspect didn't matter to me nearly as much. I kind of get the conflict. I kind of get why they were kind of button heads, but it wasn't like a satisfying payoff to me.
And this is when the winners had a little sit down with the losers.
Don't say my name, bitch.
Yeah.
Shit.
Uh-oh, I lost you for a second. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You cut out.
Yeah, I was just realizing I can't hear the sounders. I don't know when they stop.
Oh, yeah.
Skype.
It's bullshit. It's over now, Wolfie.
I figured that out when the light turned off.
Right.
Justine says she doesn't want to go against Cinco and Shannon. She wants to keep that Love Island group strong. So they're trying to figure it out. And her philosophy is like, if it's like a physical thing, Cinco's like huge. So definitely don't want to go against him. It's less of a Shannon issue. But Kylan just straight up asked what they think of like X and Shan, and Justine says she's open.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it seems like people aren't even bringing them up. As if, you know, it's not even ever going to be an option, you know, so like, why even mention their names? I think Tyson had the same response when they were talking to Tyson of just when they threw out X, Tyson was just like, well, yeah, of course you should do that. I'll support you in that. But I don't think Tyson would have brought that up.
Probably not. They talked to Tyson. He feels he's like, oh, they're doing all the work for me. This is great. They're just getting rid of all the people I need to get rid of.
Yeah, they're making the Big Brother versus Survivor Alliance game a lot easier for Survivor to win. Kicking out each other. Or I guess there's a Survivor person on that one too, but...
Yeah.
Chan's
terrible.
That's true. I don't think many of the survivors will miss Chan.
No. Angela thinks it's okay when they talk to send X and Shannon because this will get the dirt on Kyle and Alyssa's hands, and she won't have to worry about making a dirty game move later on. Well, sure, if you look at it from that way, sure.
Yeah.
So Shan and what's that girl's name? Cache or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking. Shan thinks Big Brother is strong, and she thinks they're probably not going to turn on each other quite yet. But she says overall, not to trust Big Brother.
Yeah, or Shan.
Or Shan, because Shan's horrible. But that takes us to the arena.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
It's over.
So when we get there, we see it's good because that light is still on. Jesus, I must have put a lot of dead air afterwards.
Right.
When we get there, we see a lot of puzzle pieces. There's like some tunnels, some glass. Derek looks at Alyssa and tells her, like, no, don't throw X in. It's like puzzles are his thing.
Yep.
And Alyssa's like, oh, shit. Like, Derek's worried. Should I be worried? What should I do? So then David and Justine come in and TJ throws it to the winners and Kylan tries to blame it on the algorithm. It's like this damn algorithm and TJ's like, it's perfect.
Yeah. Super weird, right? This is a super weird exchange. Did you find that weird the way TJ said that?
Yeah. I'm just like, TJ, come on.
That's the new, I lied to me. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
All right, TJ, calm down, you weirdo. Jeez, never seen him so pretend to be so invested in this game.
Right? He's like usually just like, I need to get back to my friends. We were having some drinks.
Yeah, really. It's usually like very lighthearted and not so intense. Like he's so defensive about it. It's perfect.
So they end up picking Shan and X. Alyssa tries to blame it on Shan, saying that they've heard from a lot of people.
Yeah,
that they should be concerned about Shan. So she's the reason they got thrown in.
Yeah. There was talk of that even during that whole nomination process of just, we just need to blame it on Shan. We'll just need to say that Shan's terrible and that's why we're picking that team.
Yeah.
X doesn't buy it. He shouldn't. This is ridiculous. It's just a scapegoating. It's
totally
hedging your bets in case X comes back. You can say, oh, I didn't really want to vote for you. I wanted to vote for Shan.
But we had to. You were teamed up with her.
Yeah, it's all stupid. And Alyssa got very lucky because I do think this is one of these nine out of 10 times X would have won this one. Yeah. It just, they hit on the one that it didn't work out, but so it goes.
So this one is called Smash In, Puzzle Out. Very clever name for this. So there are tunnels that are blocked by panes of glass. You have to break the glass, crawl into the tunnel. Get your puzzle pieces, crawl back, and then once you have all your puzzle pieces, you got to solve the puzzle. The trick is there are panes of glass that are color-coded to each player, and if you break the wrong one, so like if you break your partner's glass, then you get a 5-second penalty before solving the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
X stupidly says, I think I'm just going to bust through all of them, take the time penalty, and we'll just solve the puzzle super quickly.
Yeah, I think he was, what was this? Was this a real strategy or was this just him angry and trying to look like a badass? It just seems like a bad idea.
It does. I don't understand. I don't understand, like, yeah, we'll just take all the penalties. Like, makes no sense.
It's very weird. It seems like a short-sighted approach here.
But Shan's not like a weakling. She could have busted. The way they were like showing like people busting these glass, I mean, it wasn't like super thick. It was just literally just a prop to be in the way for people to break.
Right. Yeah. I think it was just sort of, I wonder if X actually thought, well, we'll save time just by not having to switch partners on and off and not having to figure out whose window is who. We'll actually save time doing this. But He did some math wrong in his head or something because it wasn't really close. By the end, I think he had 50 seconds and the other team had 10 seconds of penalties.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it's almost a full minute. Like, that's an infinite amount of time in the challenge.
When you're just standing there watching somebody else do the puzzle, it's got to be demoralizing and anxiety producing. I mean, that's got to be a tough minute that you're standing there.
Yeah. So they go through it. X, I mean, like we said, just flies through this glass. And part of me was like, oh, maybe he had a good idea. But then they showed David and Justine, and they're going through it super quick, too. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like a big deal to get through this glass super quick.
Yeah.
So they all get out. David and Justine get their puzzle put together pretty quickly. And X and Shan are sent home.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if the penalty would have mattered. I don't know. It looked like Shan and X were more than 40 seconds behind on that puzzle, but it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Those puzzles are such that, like, they fall together. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like you have nothing for 2 minutes and then all of a sudden you have it solved. It's just like, it just sort of comes together quickly. But hard to guess. Yeah,
definitely would have been a lot closer.
Yeah.
So,
yep, we'll never know, but I bet X was kicking himself on the way out of that arena thinking, fuck, sure. I shouldn't have broken all those glasses, all those panes all at the same time.
So Alyssa is happy that she got her revenge on X, whereas X thinks that Big Brother is a bunch of petty bitches, and he thinks Tyson's just gonna railroad everybody, which is probably true.
I've really liked X this whole season, and I did not know him from Big Brother, but I enjoyed him this whole season. But I do not like it when people leave the challenge the way he did. Petty and angry.
Pissed off.
I'm still a rich bitch and you guys fucking suck at this game. And I'm, you know, blah, blah. It's like, all right, dude, just like lose gracefully. Just like, just walk off happy. You know, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way.
Just since when you told him, like, look, if I get thrown in, I get thrown in. It's no big deal. It's just the way it goes. But
yep,
that's not how we felt when he left.
No, just seems sort of petty and childish. I don't know. Not a big fan of that whole thing.
That's it for this actual episode.
That's it.
Didn't have any reviews or anything, Tim. Is that what you said?
No reviews. A slight bit of gossip that I read on the challenge subreddit that, X, apparently when he got home, he unfollowed the cookout on the various social media platforms.
Yeah.
He's pissed at, like, all of them. I guess the Alyssa and Kylan for throwing him in and the others for not defending him hard enough or something. I don't even know. Who knows?
But which he's exactly what Ozza predicted at the end of this episode.
Yeah, so she's a smart woman, and yeah, it just adds to, like, the petty, childish nature of how X kind of went out of the game. Not a fan.
Since he backstabbed everybody, Big Brother.
Right. Yeah.
He kept commenting that he's like, they're still thinking about Big Brother 23. I'm focusing on, you know, the challenge.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, but that stuff does carry over. I mean, you fucked everybody over. Not saying I didn't enjoy it and it wasn't for a good cause, but
right,
it still happened.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's sort of his welcome to the challenge. Like, that's how the challenge works. If you screw over somebody one season, then you come back and, well, now that's your vendetta this season. You know, I mean, that's he learned that lesson his very first season. So there he goes.
Yeah.
So. No sympathy for X.
Well, people in the chat room are calling him an Ashley.
Oh, that's probably a good
George comparison. Is calling me an Ashley. He put it multiple times to make sure we saw it.
Yep. Cool.
Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. You know, all kinds of fun stuff going on in the Facebook group, as always. You can also join our Patreon, where people get when they join the Patreon, Tim.
$1 a month, exclusive access to after shows, pre-shows, years and years and years, hours and hours worth of content of us talking about horror movies and fast food places. Oh yeah, a lot of food talk. Yeah, a lot of stuff like that. Non-challenge related content. If you want to hear us talk about that, give us a dollar and you can hear that. $5 a month, you can look at me and Wolfie sitting on a juror panel or executive office or whatever this background looks like.
My thumb's missing.
Wolfie's got four fingers. Looking good.
Oh, there we go.
Well, then you lost your pinky. And oh yeah, so you can watch the video for $5. For $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to, oh my God, I gotta replace this computer. I can't even scroll properly anymore. Thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Angela, Belle, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, Danielle, Daz, Alan, Emily, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, Luke, Madeline, Mendy, Misty, Nicole, Patty, Roldan, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth, Shakar, Stan, Tara, Taylor, Xavier, and Zach.
Thanks, everybody.
We love you all. We love you all. Except that one, you know.
George says dick pics. I have not been doing that for the Patreon. I can't speak for Tim.
No.
Tim is single, so if he's sending out dick pics.
Dude, that Netflix documentary scared me away from ever sending a nude pic ever. Yeah. Most hated man on the internet or whatever. Oh, man. No thanks.
I read somewhere that people should like women who get dick pics like in their mailbox, in their inbox, whatever, should sell them as NFTs. And then the only way that dude can like get his dick pic off the internet is to buy it.
Right.
So then you make money off people sending you dick pics on like unsolicited.
Like a penalty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good idea.
I've never sent a dick pic, but from the women I've talked to that have received dick pics, the guys like to have their pictures out there looked at. So
I don't understand why.
I don't either, but that does not sound like that would like dissuade them. Like, oh, it's on the internet. That's fine. That just means more people staring at my dick. I don't know. It's not my bag, man. I'll never understand that.
I've seen other people who track down their mom on Facebook and then send them conversation like, your son sent me this dick pic.
Yep.
I think that's pretty glorious.
I've seen that too of, well, even they'll hold it hostage, right? Like I have your dick pic and I'm going to contact your mom and send it to her unless you give me like $100 or something. It's crazy.
Do it. George has sent it. Of course you have George. George sends dick pics to everybody. Apparently
he sent me a Dick Cheney pic.
Oh,
it's traumatizing. Yeah, I know, it was traumatic. I prefer a real dick. You know what I mean? Real penis.
Yeah. I mean, both end up shooting you in the face at some point.
Oh, snap. That was a good one, Wolfie.
I know. I'm hilarious. All right. Let's wrap this shit up. Get into the after show. These kind of jokes are usually our after show jokes.
The dirty, filthy stuff.
Yeah. Challenged after dark.
Yeah. Stan, don't leave yet. Hang out for the after show. It'll only be like 10 minutes.
Mom used to bathe me, send it to her. But not your life. Hopefully you didn't have an erect penis when your mother was bathing you. All right. So for this episode of Challenge, this has been Brian.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as TJ says, see you later, alligator. Wouldn't want to be ya.
The challenge. The challenge. The challenge.